wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
From my Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, man, not going to be here long time. Going to say hello to our family at University of Michigan Dearborn. So speaking there today for MLK, don't even say it, Jay. Don't even say it. So looking forward to that. Tom, I was reading a story just yesterday, and another change at the top of the MLK Center in Atlanta. Martin Luther King III, he has stepped down as president. This comes after last week when they announced that his sister was coming aboard, Bernice was coming aboard as CEO. So what in the world is going on? Is it musical chairs? Is it no big deal? We turn to Ernie Suggs, a reporter with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Ernie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
All right, Ernie. So what in the world is going on with the King Center? The announcement seemed kind of interesting. You hire Bernice as CEO last week and then Martin steps down this week as president.
Exactly. Like you said, like last week, there was a big announcement. Sheila Poole and I, who's a reporter who's working on this story with me, got a tip that Martin was going to be, part of his job was going to be taken away from him. He was the CEO and president of the King Center. And it was announced that Bernice would take over as CEO and leave Martin as the face of the organization as the president. And, you know, Sunday we celebrated Dr. King's 83rd birthday, and Bernice was at the ceremony. Martin was not there. He was in San Antonio at another ceremony. And then Monday morning, he sends us a terse email saying that basically he's out. He's quitting to pursue other matters of social justice and fighting nonviolence, which a lot of critics say he could do as the head of the King Center, but he's going to do that on his own. You know, he sent out the email, as I said. His aunt didn't know he was sending it out. And the King Center sent out another terse email last night basically saying, hey, we don't agree with him leaving the board. This is not a board decision. This is his own decision. We wish him luck. So it was basically they were as if they were washing their hands of Martin Luther King III. So it was a very interesting turn of events.
What happened to the lawsuits between the children?
Well, the lawsuit was settled in the sense that a custodian was appointed to the center to kind of oversee the intellectual property aspect of the center. So the center had nothing to do with particularly the lawsuit. That had more to do with the intellectual properties of what Dr. King's words were saying and how they were going to distribute the words.
So my question is, are the children of Dr. King and Coretta Scott King, are they still fighting?
Well, they're not fighting in court. You could imply that they're fighting because of all the turmoil and the changes at the King Center. If you think about it, that lawsuit pitted Martin Luther King III and Bernice King against Dexter King. Now, all of a sudden, Dexter King and Bernice King are on the same side, and Martin seems to be the one who's on the outside looking in. Mm. So it's all, you know, like you said, Martin. I mean, like you said, Roland. There's this kind of musical chairs where
who's on the board of the King Center? And
that's a great question. I talked to Alveda King, who's a cousin, who's A.D. King's daughter, who's the oldest grandchild. Mm-hmm. She said there's seven members on the board, of which she is one. The other three children are also members, but she wouldn't tell me who the other three members of the board were.
Because obviously the board is making these decisions, right?
But the board is dominated by the family. It's dominated by those three, Martin, Bernice, and Dexter. I would beg to venture that these decisions are made by Dexter and Bernice. They're pretty much the strong arms of the board.
Now, Tom, I did call MLK III, trying to get him to come on. Did not get a response. This morning, I was texting Bernice King, trying to find out what's going on, even offered for her to come on as well. Have not heard back. And I asked the question, you know, what's going on? Also, I've heard that there's been some tension also between the King Center and the MLK Memorial Commission. Because of the fundraising, things along those lines. And so it's a whole lot of stuff that's going on. Mm. And at the end of the day, the problem is you have more conversation about who's in, who's out, as opposed to the work of the King Center, Ernie. Mm.
Yeah. Exactly, really. Exactly. I mean, the King Center is it's an interesting place. It's one of the most visited places in Atlanta. But yeah, you're right. People don't talk about it. People talk about the drama, the soap opera of the whole situation and how the family is dealing with things. So real interesting soap opera now. Musical chairs, as they say.
All right, Ernie, we certainly appreciate it, man. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks. I'll see you guys later.
Absolutely.
I really enjoy his work on Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Oh, yeah. He does really good stuff.